Welcome to Do a Blessing CNS Church London's podcast, sharing the good news weekly. We hope you are blessed by today's message.
God will send a message to us from outside Do a Blessing without religion. So please, I encourage you to please be part of it. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, it was interesting that perhaps, you know, listening to the sermon that Anu gave was about generations. And again, please, if you were not at the seminar yesterday for one reason or the other, please, it's important that you listen to it. You listen to it. It was really good. It was talking about trauma. And, you know, even so many things that you think you don't have, and how talked out trauma stores itself. Your body recalls the trauma for a long period of time. You don't know until one day it shows you something, it stays off, and things like that. So, you know, and how to deal with it and things like that. It is important. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we're looking at a word which I have chosen, take it. You know, there is a popular scripture that we read, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. The Bible says that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The Bible says that the government will be on his shoulder, he shall be called a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. Now, the Bible says that of his greatness, the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Now, I've highlighted this part, no end, trying to say that the intention of God, the mind of God, is that his government will go from one generation to another. He said he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. So what the Bible is saying is that the intention of God is that your impact, sorry, his will will be established not in one generation alone, but go from one generation to another. And one of the way by which God administers his government or moves his government from one generation to another is a generation of people that the Bible refers to as priests. Now, before you begin to look at maybe somebody who goes to, who wears a castle or things like that, priests by scriptures is saying that, you know, when you go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says you are not like that. That means that God is saying, let me give you a definition of who you are. He said, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own possession. As a result, you can show the goodness of God who has called you from darkness into light. So what the Bible is saying is that God's intention, in order for them to advance his glory, is that he will raise priests. And God is forever seeking to raise priests from every generation. And when you read this scripture, it says here, it says, God, you are a chosen people. You are a chosen people. Sir, please, can you give me 3 bottles of water, please? You are a chosen set of people. So, basically, when the Bible says that you are chosen, can I give me another chair, please, God bless you. When the Bible says that you are chosen, that means that, just next thing. Thank you, sir. What the Bible is saying is that you have a group of things here, and one is chosen. So, I want us to, because as I just tried to illustrate it, so that means that all these bottles now are both bottles of water. But this one, even though it's a bottle of water, was chosen separately. Now, as we go on, as we look at that, you begin to, let's go to Hebrews, please. Hebrews, the Bible says that, and this is where I took my topic from, the Bible says that for every high priest must be taken from among men. That's why the Bible says that even though they are all like this, one is taken. Now, the Bible says he's appointed for men. Now, he's taken from men to be appointed for men. And there is no priest, no matter who you are, that God is going to appoint that was not first of all be taken. Taking means that you cannot minister to a people you have not been taken away from. If this is my family, my generation, and we have issues with annoyance, if I am not taken away from that first, I can never minister to them. The man is first of all taken from people. So what God is doing, especially with her children, is that he needs them first to be taken. If they are not taken away from the trend of the generation, they can never be ministers to that generation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the first requirement is that a priest has to be taken from men in order to minister to them. If God is taking me into my career and away, he will first of all take you out in order for you to be able to minister to them. I'm not saying take you out of that career. I'm saying he will take you out of certain ways. He will cut you off. You will become so away because that is the only way you can minister to them. A priest can never minister to the people that is among. Yes, God has to first of all take him. Now, as God is raising generations, the principle of God has never changed. You have to first of all be taken. The woman that came to minister to us yesterday, Pastor Abby, she said that she has an attitude of, when she's very cynical, she's very bitter. As a person, she cannot minister to you yesterday except she has first of all been taken away from that. So it is not first excitement that God has called me to be a priest. The process of priesthood is that a man or a child has to be first of all taken. Now, the process of taking may look lonely. In fact, it's not interesting. But you say, why everybody is doing this? Why can I not do it? It's because you are taken. This people say, we're all water now. Why am I being treated differently? You are treated differently because this water is taken.
God grant us grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't have much of our time because we spent quite a lot in the service, but I just wanted us to. He says, and is appointed for men in things pertaining to God. So once he's taken, now the agenda why he's taken is that it's not his own interest, it's the interest of God for that generation. Is the interest of the Lord. But if he is not willing to be taken, if he's still saying that, why am I this? Why am I that? You know, we are young, we should still enjoy ourselves. There are certain things that we should do at this age. You see, one of the things I was saying to somebody, I said, the problem is that when somebody is playing lukewarm, the truth is that the person that only takes advantage is the devil. God has already made his decision. He said, if you are called up, I will spit you out. So God is not still trying to consider. He has made up his mind. So what I'm trying to say is that as we go on is that So as parents or as individuals, for you to be used for a people, you have forced to be taken away. You have forced to be forced to take away. So whatever God is calling you to, God has called you to minister to the youths and certain way of life, you know, it cannot happen. You cannot go all up be smoking weed together. It doesn't happen. You have to first of all be taken away. Or else you can never minister to them. You can be ministering to them, but your ministry has nothing to do with God. So this is the process of God. It will feel like you are just alone. It will feel like you say, Mommy, why can't we not just do certain things like normal human beings? It is not, the issue is that even though you see yourself as a normal person, like this water is the same, the problem is that it is chosen. Now, when they choose a priest, they are consecrated. One of the things you will see is that they are separated. And the, let's read Exodus, please, just quickly. Or is it Exodus? Bible says, make this into a sacred anointing oil, a fragrant and blessed, blended for the work of a perfumer. It shall be a sacred holy anointing. Then you shall use it on the tent meeting, on the Ark of Covenant, on the table, and all the articles, the lampstand, and the accessories at the altar. What God is saying is this. See, you can be thirsty and pick a water from the back. Nobody will complain. As soon as somebody comes and picks up this water and began to drink it, what would you say? Is it not water? It is water. It is the same as this. But the day it was dedicated, there are certain things it cannot do. Does that make sense? So even though this, the day you said, this is the altar, the water on the altar, it becomes separated unto God. So even though you are saying, but it is water, the problem is that it is different. So this is how God separates his priests. You may be like everybody. You may be going to the same places, but there are certain things you cannot do because you are separated. The same way you cannot drink this water just like you drink every other one is because that there are certain things that is not allowed. Can I give an example? See, people can be smoking outside. But if you, no matter who you are, when you enter a church, what would the person do? It's not option. Why? Is it not the same thing? Now, people may be, you know, shouting and jumping on, drinking and doing all sorts of kind of things in a club. The same building, upstairs may be a church. You can, once that person gets there, he puts away all the drinking and enters. Why? Because that build, that place, even though it's the same house, is separated onto something else. So also, there are certain things that cannot come into your life as a Christian. Because you are the temple of God. There are certain movies that you cannot watch because your body is separated. The same way you cannot bring certain things into the church is the same way you cannot bring those things into your body. Why? Because that body is separated. Does that make sense? So he now said, this tabernacle and this, let's move, please. Now, he now said, you are to consecrate them and they will be most holy
whatever touches them will be healed. Can I ask you a question? If I tell you, give me characteristics of a holy person. Can you, anybody? A holy person doesn't forget. A holy person does not tell lies. Somebody who's living a holy life does not tell lies on his life. Okay. One thing I want to first of all say is this. When you meet a Buddha priest, the consecrated monk, all the things that you are counting as signs of holiness is what they practice.
Yeah.
So holiness, all not all moral people are holy. But there is no holy person that cannot be moral, that should not be moral. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it is what you are dedicated to. The reason why, so that is why he said, when you pour that oil on them, they become weak. Now, it is on that basis that you begin to act out what is already in you. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm not saying that because you are holy, you can do whatever you like. That's what I said. Not all right moral people are holy, but all holy people are moral. I don't know if this is the right thing to say, but not all Nigerians. Hallelujah. So, okay, let's put this way. All Lagosians are Nigerians. But not all Nigerians. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he said, now this is what I want you to do. This is how you should be consecrating priests. He said, anoint Aaron and his children and consecrate them to so that they may serve me as priests. Say to Israel, this is to be a sacred oil for all generations. So God is saying, anyone that wants to serve as a priest, you must first of all separate them. They must be taken away from them. And they must understand that their job now is to serve me as a priest. So as a parent, or as an individual, as God is raising you to raise priests, one of your desire, and see, that journey may be tough. It's not anybody that wants to be taken. Because you know what? As you are struggling with them, the world is the Satan is also dragging them. Because he knows once this one comes in, he becomes consecrated as a priest. That is why the devil will do anything in any generation when you read two scriptures. He was looking for Moses. The devil did not mind to destroy a whole generation just because of Moses. Jesus, they killed so many children just because of one. So because something is trendy, and he says, see, the devil doesn't mind to waste a whole generation as long as one priest does not arise. So what I'm trying to say is that so that you can understand as God is laying it on our heart to say, I need you to raise me priests. I need you to raise me priests. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, people were saying, you know, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 8, 17 to 20, Bible says, I wait for the Lord. I wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the descendant of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. He said, in a generation where it is difficult for people to find who God is, he said, but while we are still saying that people cannot read God, he said, I and my children, the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and symbols
basically what he's saying is that that person, he said, are symbols in Israel from God. So basically when they are seeing me or my children, they should be seeing, even though we don't know how God looks like, this is God. The NLT puts it in a very interesting way. He says that, NLT, do you have the NLT? The Bible says that, I and the children of the Lord, we are for signs and warnings. The desire of God is that you, your children and you will be in a place where all righteousness will be growing up and people will be saying, why can I not live like this? Somebody was in a classroom where cheating was going on. It was why cheating was going on, and everybody was taking, as they do it in, there are some schools that the teacher will begin to write
the answer
on the board. If you have come through that board, God bless you. But if there's a place in Nigeria where they will write the answer. And things like that. So they will say, "You this role, skip
this
number 2, so that you don't get the same answer. This role, skip number 3 to 5. This role, skip number things, so that by the time they would tally or they would mark the scripts, there will not be any amen. For those who went to, I'm just saying. Now, as they were doing it, there was a girl sitting in there, and she just bowed down her head and she was just writing. And teacher was saying, why are you not? And things like that. And he said, I'm a Christian. I don't do this. Do you know what happened? There were Christians in that place that their mind was condemning them and saying, look at yourself. Are you a Christian? And some of them were, you know, people were finishing that class. And I've seen them, some of them were dropping their heads. They were like, oh, you see, I felt so horrible doing it. Why? That girl was a symbol of warning to them. And that is what God is saying, that he wants your children to go and be a symbol of warning. I know that we read this translation, the KJV, that says signs and wonders. But wonders, the Bible is saying, is not the wonder of, because, you know, it's not, that's why I use NLT that says signs and warnings. So my desire, and God will help every one of us, that your children will be somewhere and parents will be saying, why can you not be like this one? Why? That child has become a warning to other children. And this is what God, when he separates priests, there are reasons why he has separated them. Because he wants them to be signed for him. Now, it is not, there is a scripture that we normally read. He said, chain your child. You know what we are reading? If I ask anybody now, what do you understand by what you just read? You discover that what we are reading is different. Because what you are reading is that train your child in the way that you know is right to you, you're the right way to go. That's your home. But that's not what God said. He said, train up the child in the way he should go. That means it is God that determines the path of that child. There are people who have raised children as medical doctors, went to Oxford, and God said, thank you. After here, mission to Africa. You can say, eh? No. If that was the thing, why would I pay Oxford to send my child to the bush? No. At times, God help us. There are times that God will be saying something to me about a child here. I can't even talk. Because it will break the heart of the parents. Because they are still raising child for parliament. And God is raising arrows that he wants to go and shoot the other board.
But if you say, no, I reject it. My child cannot be a preacher in Saudi Arabia. No. But why would I now send him to so? Pastor, should my child go to Oxford? Yes, yes, let him go. Because God needs Oxford graduates for this job. So there are certain things that you know. You just say, okay, don't worry. I say, just free your mind. Just free your mind. Don't worry. God will direct you as you are good. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the Bible did not say in the way you want the child to go. Because God is the one that will determine this is the path for this child. Are we together?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to read that scripture also because we read it and people think, no, doctor, no, imagine. So, pain, no, come, doctor, no, who told you that? Who told you that? God does not say that a child cannot be a doctor. It can be a doctor. But it can also say, with that doctorate that you have, that doctor that you have, now go to the forest. There are people there who there is no medicine and they don't know God. So he said, as you are preaching to them, be healing them. Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry, God will grant you the desires of your heart. I think that's what people will never ask me again. Let me go ask Pastor, what is God saying about my child? So that I don't hear bad news. Let me just believe that my child will become. See, there will be prime ministers released in this place.
Amen.
I like your faith, but I'm telling you the truth. Yes, I'm telling you. I'm not interested in people being prime ministers or things like that. But I know that in this place, God will raise them.
Amen.
And as God is also raising them, He will also raise missionaries.
Amen.
Go to God will grant us grace in that.
Amen.
You know, one of the issues we have in prisons now, why you have more mosques, more Muslims being converted, is that there is no priest that is serving in the prisons again. They have less priests, so all the chapels are shut. So the only place that is hoping is mosques. Muslims are going there, and they are winning people over and things like that. You know, but everybody wants to motion outside. God grant us grace that He's not doing this. So he said, I and my children shall be warnings from the Lord Hami, the heavens Hami, who do well in Zion. Let's go on, please. Verse. He said, some may say to you, let's ask mediums. Let's go and consult spirits. So basically, when they're saying, let us go and meet people to see what is God saying. God said, no, you don't need them. Once they see you, they know what is right and what is wrong. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Now, so as we just close, it takes a priest to raise another priest. That is why in priesthood, they are separate. It's a family that is separated. It takes a priest. So when we go Malachi chapter 2, the Bible says, so I'm starting from here, so that you will know that God is addressing the priest. So he said, now, you priest, this warning is for you. Let's go on, please. To verse 15. I just jumped to verse 15. He said, as not the one God made you, and you belong to Him in body and in spirit. He now said, what does the one God seek? God is looking for a godly offspring. The warning for priests is that as you make your family, there is only one interest God is looking for. He wants a priest to be raised in that place.
Amen.
Now, priests have different places. That's why the Bible calls them a nation of priests. So even though you may be a judge in a particular place, when other judges are misbehaving, they will say, see that judge. It becomes a warning to them, you don't do. Why? Because this judge is showing us how to live godly. This judge is showing us how to live godly. So, long and short of story is, every priest must be taken. And you cannot minister to people that you're not being taken for. If you are still, you are still having, whatever it is that you're still struggling with, it is not time yet. You need to break away from them, because what will happen is that while you are ministering to them, you too will not join them and you'll be this. So as God is raising children in this generation, he's asking parents to take them away from that generation so that he can send them back to that generation. So that means there will be certain things your children will not be able to do. It is because that it is in the process of taking them away so that they can minister to that generation. I have my friends who, in my period of hearing from the first time, there was a time when I was in just finished secondary school. And at times I have a many of things like that. And one of my friends came around, we were doing service in Shiloh, we finished Shiloh, so they were outside, so they came around. One of them came around, two of them actually. They came around and they said, Bayo, we need some money. I said, well, money for what? He said, just a little money. And I said, what is the money for? I said, it's not the issue about the money. What is the money for? He said, I don't know if I should tell you. I said, what is it? He said, one girl like that. I said, okay, what happened to the girl? He said, one girl like that. I said, she just came and she said that she's pregnant. I said, how is that possible? How can a girl just come and say that she's pregnant for you? I said, I don't know. I said, don't tell me you don't know. I said, so what exactly? Tell me the truth. He said, we didn't even plan it. It was just once, and you know, it was just, you know, I don't know how she just came back and says that, you know, she's pregnant. I said, so what do you want to do? He said, we want to abort it. I said, okay. I said, see, there's nothing coming from the hub that the ground cannot take. And he said, that's what he said, it's a mistake. I said, why? He said, our friends gathered, and they said, if you go and ask for money, don't tell him you want to do this, or else he will convince you to the extent that you would give your life to Christ when you tell this. Then, it was as if I was treated as, now, on our group chat, when everybody's talking about all sort of rubbish, girls, this, that, they were doing bad day, and I just said, put money into it. So they were doing bad, and I wanted to just post and say, happy bad day. The next day, I just said, happy bad day to whoever they were greeting. The next day, everybody said, hey, everybody be quiet. Pastor is in the house. Behave yourself. Now, I have my friends who are who are senior people in military in America and things like that, who will call me and say, Ambayo, we have an issue. One day that one of them told me one was coming to the UK. So I said I was going to church that. I said, oh, you pastor a church? And I said, yes. I said, we knew this from when we were small, that one day, you will end up pastoring a church. But what am I trying to say? That time, it seems like, God, why are you not allowing me? Why am I clearing streets? But what God was doing, he was taking. Yes. Now, today, they can call and say, Bayo, I have this issue. One of them called me recently, she had issues with her marriage, I don't know whatever is going on. I think as she has tried, she said, people are saying to her, you should need to go to Kerubu. I said, and I fear Kerubu. Why, damn it? He said, but I know one that I can guarantee that he will not lead me to here.
Trenches.
Trenches. He will not lead me to the churches of Kerubu. And things like that. Why? Because they had seen that even if we don't trust anyone, and we don't, because why she was afraid? Because people have seen so many things on movies. And she's like, you know, this is my first time of ever seeking help from a CNS. let me go and look for that boy that I knew. Because I know if that boy can separate himself since then, it will lead me to the right path. You cannot minister to the people you have not been taken away from. So let's see the blessings of God as we come to a close. Genesis. God is saying, shall I hide my plan from Abraham? The Lord asks. For Abraham will certainly become great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will bless you. He said, I have singled him out so that he can direct his sons and his family. So what God is saying is that the reason why I cannot hide things from Abraham is because when it comes to his children, he will tell them the will of the Lord. There is special access with God for anyone who is ready to invest in the next generation. I've said this again, and that's why I'm just going to hand it up. I shared a couple of times that there are times where things have been hard, and when I was still single, I used to tell God, I said, God, okay, if this thing is not going to happen, I understand. But what do you want me to tell my children when they are born that I called you and did not answer? And because God saw the sincerity of the heart, that this one really wants to invest in the generation, let's begin to do this at this point. Yeah. Even though it may take time, You see, there was a time when in my former church, there was a family that I know, very committed to God. And the man was doing a lot. And one day the daughter came to me, they said, Pastor Bayer, I need to talk to you. I said, what is this? He said, my dad has lost his job for over a year. Or maybe for close to a year. He said, we are struggling to hit at all. He said, but I see my dad paying tithe and doing everything that they've done everything. They work hard in the church. Yet, so as soon as he said that, I said, okay, don't worry. I said, God is in control. But I went to God, I said, God, did you hear that? A new generation is asking that you failed my parents. What is the proof? I said, God, you need to give an answer to this generation as they come. And by his mercy, it may take time, but God responded. Why? Because God is always committed to the next generation. If you are committed to raising a generation for him, he's committed to making sure you have something to share with them. Does that make sense? As they were going, they left each other. They were stones. And God said, pick the stones. So that when your children will ask you, what happened, you can show them. And that is what I want you to imbibe in prayers. When you look at the Ark of Covenant that was passed from one generation to another, what is in it? The Ten Commandments, the tablets,
the rod of Moses.
Moses' bow. I believe it as well. Aaron. No, it is the Aaron's rod that brought it. By Torah. The pot of manna
and the Ten Commandments.
Well, it depends on which side of scripture you're reading. We can go into all of that. But what I'm saying is that one was the word, which is the Ten Commandments. The others were proof of the word. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That is why it is called the Ark of Testimony. So when they are passing it from one generation, and God is saying, no, I don't want you to always give your children the word. Say, the Bible says this. I want you to package it with testimonies. That this is what God did when I called on. Does that make sense? And that is where God is taking you to, that in your journey as a Christian, seek proofs as you are going, because your children will need them. There are days where something happened in my school day, and I wanted to call my dad, and God said that if you call him, you are a bastard. He said, all through the time you are at home, you saw them going to the mountains. You saw proof. Now you are now in Nigeria. The first thing you want to do is call. You now go to the mountain and go and encounter me. But what led me to the mountain? Because I saw my parents climbing the mountain. And as they were not teaching me the Bible, they were handing over proofs. So as you are going to the next generation, God is saying, don't only seek me, it may be hard, but you need those proofs for your generation to come. Let us rise up.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Have a blessed week.